NTD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovart. The family of a teen shot and killed by an Otero deputy during a welfare check a year ago has filed a wrongful death lawsuit. Otero County Sheriff's Deputy Jacob Diaz Austin killed 17-year-old Elijah Hadley as he walked along the highway near Mescalero. Dashcam video shows the teen toss a BB gun to the side long before the deputy opened fire. His family filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Diaz Austin and the Otero County Commissioners. Diaz Austin is scheduled to go to trial on first-degree murder charges in March. And the Ruidoso area is breathing a sigh of relief after a storm system that threatened severe flooding has moved, only hitting the village with some showers and sprinkles. For some, they braced for impact, but the worst did not arrive.
It's unreal. It's not anything I had seen before. Last year, they called it once in a 100-year kind of storm,
said Richard Culberson, who's been part of the cleanup crew in Ruidoso since the fires and subsequent flooding in 2024. Culberson said he's doing his part to helping rebuild Ruidoso.
We're nearly done with that cleanup from the fires. This is flood property here that we're at. We're helping out, pitching in. We met some of the homeowners who lost their homes to fires. I know of friends who lost their home to flood.
And concerned that video clips of the recent street flooding are scaring tourists away, village officials put together a media briefing to spread the word that Ruidoso is open for business and safe for visitors. Ruidoso Mayor Lynn Crawford said, "We want to assure folks we have a plan. There's no reason to panic. We're in a very active situation. We do have people at positions of flooding, and we do want to be clear that there will be flooding, but it will be temporary. Still, monsoon season has arrived, and officials hope folks in the area will remain weather aware." And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.